You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hi, I'm David Hogg, and I'm sitting in the Record Factory in Glasgow with the Northern Irish singer-songwriter, Ro. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So you're really, like, freakishly young. I mean, we're both 18, and while most people our age are away, uni, college, or just down the pub, you played Glastonbury this summer. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was way bigger than I thought it was going to be, and it was just really cool to, like, be able to play to people that are there to hear you, and the BBC Introducing team was really nice, and it was just so cool to meet so many people and just be there for the weekend, because we stayed down, and it was just great crack all together. So,
was that your first sort of, not even playing, but just your first festival experience?
Yeah, first festival, first playing a festival, yeah. And first being at a festival.
Oh, rough.
Yeah.
You studied music a bit, yeah? I myself also studied music at school. What I found was that for me, who was, you know, sitting at the back of the class playing Metallica on my bright green guitar in a class full of jazz players, it was a bit strange. Did you find that as someone who is sort of like electro-y, poppy, that's a terrible way of putting it, is a, like, an electronic-based pop singer, yeah. Did you find that also a bit strange from an academic standpoint?
Well, I started music in college about 2.5 years ago now, and at the start of it, I wasn't playing any electronic stuff at all. I started with, like, an acoustic guitar, like a really, really bad acoustic guitar.
And,
And then it kind of grew from that into an electric guitar, and then I started just adding more stuff to the set, like the sample pad and everything. And I think it is way different from, like, everybody else that plays in my college. Like, there's blues bands and there's rock bands and everything, but no electronic stuff, which is, it's kind of cool being that genre and nobody else being that genre, so I like it.
Speaking of electronics and all that, your latest song, Playground Fights, for someone so young, there's a real maturity both lyrically and musically as well. So what's the story behind that song, and where did the inspiration for it come from?
I kind of wanted to write a song about how when people get older, they kind of lose the childish kid in them that wants to just mess around all the time.
Yeah.
I wanted to write something about, I had this image in my head of this kid fighting with their older selves. I wanted to kind of get the point across that even though you're grown up and you have loads of responsibilities, that you don't have to give in to them and lose the kind of fun side of yourself.
For someone so young, that is quite a good message to bring across, that, well, you might be getting older, you're still a big kid at heart. Certainly the way I like to live my life.
Yeah.
So where can fans of A Little Alternative find you?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Spotify, just everything, and it's ROE, and most of it is Ro Official would be the handle, so yeah, that'd be cool.
With you playing this gig tonight in the Record Factory in Glasgow, and I believe you've got a few more shows for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I've got a few planned that I can't talk about yet, but this show is the end of the UK tour, so I have a bit of chill time before I go back to gigging, which is nice.
You've got a bit of time, and then we're into the new year. Can fans expect anything coming in the new year?
Yeah, definitely. We've got stuff planned and a lot more material to bring out, so it'll be exciting.
That is material that you can be rest assured you will no doubt hear on A Little Alternative on RNIB Connect Radio. So thank you to my special guest tonight, Ro.
Thank you so much.
I've been David Hogg, and you've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.